Worth taking opportunity to get more practical when it comes to Avos Hashem. Rav Noach Weinberg, Zichat Tzadik Livracha, was someone that really emphasized this as being a critical key component part of Jewish life. And his Talmud of Eric Rav Yitzchak Smith discusses this in a great book called Constant Connection. And here in the chapter on Avos Hashem, goes through the process of learning to love Hashem. First things first is to define it. And the Rambam does so in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah. What is the way? There's an Perek base, Halacha base. What is the way to attain love and fear of Hashem? When a person contemplates his wondrous great deeds and creations and sees in them his wisdom, which has no measure and no end, immediately he will love and praise and glorify Hashem, yearning with tremendous desire to know Hashem's great name. As the Pasuk says, Tzama nafshi l'Elokim l'kel chai, my soul thirsts for Hashem, for the living God. Moreover, the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, he goes on to explain that your love for Hashem is directly commensurate to the level to which you understand Him. The more we understand Hashem, the greater our love for Him will be. Therefore, Rav Noach used to define Avos Hashem as the emotional pleasure we feel when we understand Hashem, who is perfect and completely virtuous. So the more we understand Hashem, the more love we'll feel. The Sefer Ikrim goes further. And he refines our understanding of how to gain Avos Hashem by describing three different ways in which we come to love others. Because ultimately, and the Rambam explains it this way, our relationship with others is a model to teach us how to love Hashem. First thing is, through the first way, is through the pleasures that they give us. The second way is where they show us concern, commitment, loyalty, when they're there for us in times of need, times of opportunity. This produces a deeper level of love than the love that is triggered by the pleasure that someone gives us. The third way is when we love someone for their virtues and inherent beauty, regardless of whether or not we benefit from them giving us pleasure or showing us concern. Our love for the person comes from proactively igniting our appreciation of their virtues, as opposed to being sparked by how they positively affected us. Now, it's this third type of love which is the most altruistic and the most stable, because it's not dependent on what the one we love does for us. It's not vulnerable to the ebbs and flows that are common in any relationship. This is the mission in Pirkei Avos. Kol ahava shitliya b'davar, batla davar batla ahava. Any love that is dependent on something, when that thing ceases, the love always also ceases. A love which is not dependent on anything will never cease. Now, these three ways of discovering a virtue in someone and then coming to love them can also be applied to our relationship with Hashem and our efforts to love Him too. We'll have to focus on this a little bit more tomorrow. Really to start to understand that Avos Hashem is something we absolutely need to be working on.